This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Fitness channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Leanne Sklavenitis, a successful business and health accountability expert, international speaker, and author who has run successful businesses and been involved in the fitness industry in Australia and the United States for more than 25 years. Leanne specializes in helping people to be fitter, healthier, and more profitable in their lives and their businesses by running online health and fitness accountability and coaching programs. Leanne, a privilege to have you with us this morning on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Glad to be here with you today.
Well, it's certainly our pleasure as well. So first of all, if you would, for starters, what is your background and why do you love keeping people accountable to their health and fitness and business?
Yes, Eric. I've had a long background, I guess, in the health and fitness industry and actually spent some time in the US for a couple of years, had a great time. And in Australia is where I live, and I realized that the fitness and keeping people accountable to their goals was what I love to do and let them see some fantastic results. So moving on, I guess, into the industry as a personal trainer background, then led on to specializing in online coaching and accountability programs, not only for health and fitness, but also if you're starting out in business, because we all know if we have some accountability, we're more likely to achieve those goals, which is, whether it be on a health and fitness or business, and absolutely love it.
If you would, share with us your top nutrition tips on the top of your list.
Yes. I mean, there's so many different things, and I think people get a little bamboozled and think, okay, what do we do next when it comes to health and fitness? They don't know where to start, or they try and do everything all at once, and then they just give up. So I thought, well, if I share a couple of tips, general ones, but the biggest one I would mention, and I think if you do nothing else than do this, is to cut out as much sugar in your weekly regime of food, whatever that looks like. If you look back, and I get people and clients to actually record, write down what the food they eat for a week and be some awareness around their eating patterns. And whatever food, if there's extra sugars in them, which as we know there is a lot in many foods we have, looking to cut and reduce those is going to help immediately with reduction of weight and feeling better on an energy level as well. And on the opposite side of the sugar, is reduced that, we should look at increasing some of our protein foods, whether it be some of the meats, tunas, fishes, or, of course, if you're vegetarian, some legumes, nuts and things like that. Even some of the yogurts have some good levels of protein in them today. So just increasing some of that level is going to make a big difference. The other one thing I should add on the top of that, on the back of the sugar thing, is when it comes to the liquids that we have, if you're having any soft drinks or Diet Cokes and this and that, high levels of sugar, if you can reduce those levels down and increase it with some water and obviously better options, you are going to feel so much better. I had one client who actually all they did was cut down their level of consumption of the soft drinks and Cokes and drop weight immediately. So wherever you're at on the scale, on those type of things, start doing that now and you'll feel a difference immediately.
I like the sounds of that. Now, as we know, exercise is something that we either love or hate. What top tip would you share or would you like to share right on this point of exercise?
I think many people have the perception that they have to spend an hour in the gym to get some exercise or go out for an hour walk, and it just becomes too hard and too difficult. Well, our lives are very busy and we don't, where do we slot it in? So I help clients to make sure and look for one point in the day, and even if it's only 10 or 15 minutes, the point is to do something. Whether it is a walk or some sort of activity, it's got to be something that you enjoy. You know, write down one or two things and try doing something, even if it's something new. I specialize in home-based programs. You can use your own body weight and without any or very little equipment around the house to get a good little workout that'll burn up a few calories and start the day off right for you. So the key is to just get down and do something, even if it is only 10 or 15 minutes. It's a matter of making some time, slot it in, and do something that you enjoy. And the other side of that, I should also add, is to challenge yourself. Many of us go for a little walk with the dog or the friend, and we're chatting and having a great time, and that's great on a social aspect. But when it comes to our exercise, to get bang for our buck and to have the most benefit, we should be trying to increase our heart rate, get a little bit sweaty, and, you know, just feel and feel some improvement, because our body will improve very quickly if we challenge it when it comes to exercise, whether it be walking, running if we can, some using body weight and add some strength training to it is the key.
Today we are with Leanne Sklavenidis, a successful business and health accountability expert who specializes in helping people to be fitter, healthier, and more profitable in their lives and their businesses by running online health and fitness accountability and coaching programs here on eHealth Radio's Health and Fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Leanne, why is mindset so important in the process of feeling good and losing weight?
Yes. The mind, I mean, the brains are so powerful, and the mindset is the key to success on anything in life as far as I'm concerned. So I teach clients not only on the nutrition and exercise, but getting the mindset right to actually believe that they can be successful in whatever fitness goals they set for themselves, writing them down and taking the action around it. And I'm very much a believer in vision board success, writing things, your vision with your pictures, see and feel, believe everything around what you're trying to achieve. We often self-sabotage ourselves, and then our mind goes in a downward spiral. So it's about, okay, trying to get rid of those thoughts and move on to more positive ones on a constant basis, so we can, I guess, retrain the brain on positive affirmations and visualization to be able to do whatever we can. If our mind and we believe that we can do these things, we will achieve.
Good stuff. And lastly, how do you stay motivated to have the body that you want?
Yeah, well, that's always the biggest question of, that everyone asks. And staying motivated is the biggest key. We all start off really well, and then we go and something gets in the way and we haven't done it, and then we fall in a heap. I think the biggest tips I can share with you about motivation is to certainly find a friend or a colleague, friend or even family member, that someone who resonates with your similar goals, that you can say, right, I'm going to get up at a certain time and I'll meet you there. And basically, and it comes back to the accountability word, to make yourself accountable to somebody else, to say, yes, I'm going to do that. And then you make sure you get out of bed and get out there and do something with somebody. The other key thing around accountability and motivation is writing, setting up your meals for the week if you need to plan these things. So then you'll be keep motivated if you do start in that planning process. Schedule in your workouts in your diary just like you would a medical appointment. The planning and scheduling of those workouts and your exercise is going to help keep you motivated. Don't forget, there's so many fitness apps out there on our smartphones and all that. There are some fantastic things to do. And I guess if all else fails, find someone like me or a coach or a trainer who can help keep you accountable to what you want to achieve.
I'd like to hear your comment on this. People really do what they want to do. So when people say to you that they just don't have time, what is your thought on that?
Well, I mean, it comes back to, I guess, how high or how important the actual goal is that they have. If you want to succeed and your goal and that person's goal is to, say, lose weight or feel better about themselves, after we've looked at what their week is like, we'll say, right, you can find time. There's no such thing as not finding time to exercise. I guarantee we find time for certain other things. So it's a matter of making it and believing that it is so important that we look after our bodies. And it becomes a mindset shift, and that's the crux of it all, really.
Well, certainly has been good to have had you. You certainly, I'm sure, have inspired a host of people here on this episode of eHealth Radio. Where can our listeners be in touch and get more information?
Yeah, I have clients basically all around the world because I do have my online accountability programs. They can get in touch with me at my website, which is my name. It's a bit of a long one, so it will be posted, but it's leannesklavenitis.com. It's LeannesKlav for Victor, ENITIS.com. And in the meantime, if you wanted some free fitness tips, I do a weekly fitness tips. If you want to know what color your poo should be and all the important things in life, I send out a weekly tip and everyone loves them. That's at fitnesstips.com.au. And you can certainly find me on Facebook. I have a fitness and health page there as well.
Excellent. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
I think the biggest one is don't put off what you can do today and wait till tomorrow. Everyone waits till Monday to start something new. I believe that it's a matter of writing down what's important to you. Someone tell someone about what you want to do and get involved and take the action and small baby steps to achieve it. If you're having trouble doing it on your own, whether it be in fitness and health or in business, find a coach, a mentor, and just go ahead and make the call and do something, and you'll feel so much better for yourself and your life.
I couldn't agree more. It's leannesklavenitis.com. You can find that link right on our show notes. Leanne, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It certainly has, and look forward to having you be with us once again. We've been speaking with Leanne Sklavenitis, a successful business and health accountability expert who specializes in helping people to be fitter, healthier, and more profitable in their lives and their businesses by running online health and fitness accountability and coaching programs. And once again, the website of reference is leannesklavenitis.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.